International.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
Welcome to a brand new episode of Why Should We Care? Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Chris Tellis, joined as always by my blood brother and arch nemesis, AJ Henderson.
Sup?
Hey, AJ.
How's it going?
Wanted to thank everyone for, of course, spreading the word about the podcast. If you're a first time listener, please don't turn it off yet. This is how my voice
you
does
are
sound.
In for a ride.
It's going to be a bumpy one.
Yeah, but you're going to love it, and you'll be better for it at the end.
Well, let's not make promises we can't keep. I've become worse of a person since we've started this podcast.
Oh, that is true. You have.
You've noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, you son of a bitch. All right. So, spread the word. We're a big time. Not that I'm a bad person, but just listen to the podcast.
Beware.
Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts can be heard. And you can follow us on Twitter at WSWC Podcast and on Facebook. Just search Why Should We Care?
Yeah.
We do update the hell out of that thing.
Oh, yeah. If there's a new episode, it's going to be there.
Yeah, or if there's just like a hot match I saw on Raw, I'll just post the link to that too.
Yeah, or if I see a beautiful sunset, I'll usually like show people that.
You might want to check that out quick because I usually go in there and delete it pretty fast.
Yeah, well, you know, just like actual sunsets, it's fleeting, you know?
Yeah, but don't you just search Google Images for beautiful sunsets?
Sometimes.
And just crop them and put them in the...
Yeah, I see...
Take credit for them.
I like to go to the biggest hilled valley in Austin and just wait. And just look at it.
Liar. So I don't know what our daily beat is right now. I guess I've been watching a shit ton of movies, and I'll tell you what I don't get.
What's that?
Is everybody hates that movie Three Billboards outside of Ebbing. Like, I love that movie.
I think it's a good movie, but I can understand why people wouldn't like it too.
I didn't even know until I started reading what people were saying about them redeeming the racist guy. I was like, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, do they redeem him? He decides to not be that anymore.
Yeah, I guess spoiler alert, a little too late.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, me
go
either.
Go see it if you're going to go see it. I don't.
Yeah, man.
Don't if you're not going to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think the movie was awesome, and I think people are hating on it too hard. It's kind of shattering my world because it was one of my top three.
Yeah.
And I'm like, turns out I like racists. That's I didn't know that was going
to
happen.
No, you like when people like reform themselves.
He tried to change.
He did.
We get so used to people not changing that.
Right.
When they try to, well, he still stayed racist, I think.
No, I don't. Well, I'm not sure. But go see it if you want to, and then... Don't if you don't want to.
So there were some good people in that movie.
Yeah,
that like, weren't racist.
Every actor in that movie acted the hell out of that film.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you that. But in order for things to move along, these cops have to be particularly bad at their jobs.
Yeah,
that's like the only thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. But did you see I, Tonya?
I did.
I like that one.
That was a good one, too.
That movie was hot. I saw it last night. I got that movie pass. I've been watching so many movies. I feel like I work for movie pass with how much I've told people about the damn thing.
You are promoting it pretty heavily.
God, they
just
owe
like
me some
anyone
money.
Who will.
I'd say they owe me money, but they're already saving me a shit ton. So
yeah, they get you into the movie every
call
day.
It even Stevens movie pass, if you're listening to this. We'd love
or
to be sponsored.
They jack up the price.
Oh, man. I've been watching so many. But yeah, if you don't have... If you don't have movie pass, go get one. They're good people doing good things. With this health care and this tax reform and all this crazy racism that our president's bringing, at least we got that movie pass, you know?
Yeah. Go that's see Jumanji saying. Every day.
Yeah, I saw Jumanji, and it was just
theaters.
Nothing but families and me.
Yeah.
It was just like kids were like crying and all that annoying shit. I was like,
did
man.
It teach you to believe in yourself?
No, I didn't even think about that.
Okay. That's what I when
taught
I watched
me to believe
the,
in The Rock even more.
Oh, well, I mean, he does exist.
He's pretty great.
Yeah.
So is Jack Black.
Always.
I was like, man, I didn't know that movie was going to be so much fun. Thanks, MoviePass. I would have never seen it without MoviePass.
The last one I saw was Phantom Thread.
How'd you like it?
It was good.
It looked boring as shit, though.
It wasn't. It was a good movie.
See, I kind of feel like you're just pretending it wasn't.
No.
Because it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
I mean, you gotta watch, you gotta pay attention, you know, but it's rewarding in the end.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
What happens?
Oh, there is a. It's so
no,
much.
No. I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
I saw Call Me by Your Name.
Yeah.
I did love that movie. It was really good.
That's what I keep hearing.
Whenever it ends, you know, it ended in the theater and the credits started rolling, and it's just that quiet because it's like soft music when the credits come up, and like everybody in the theater is just like gathering their things and it's just quiet. I wanted to just be like, this is Jumanji? Just walk out.
I heard they're going to make a sequel.
To Call Me by Your Name?
Yeah, I guess it's like two books.
Oh.
So you can look out for that.
Yeah, I know. I read both books. I just didn't think they were going to make the second movie.
This is the second. It's going to be a hard one to make.
I just finished it. This is so good. Yeah. Okay, so let me get to something else. I didn't even hit you with it yet because I wanted to catch you off guard.
Okay.
Because, like, I can't believe it. AJ, as many years as I've lived in Austin, I'd say 5 out of the 6 years or 4 out of the 6 years.
Yeah.
You've lived in my living room.
That's true. Yeah.
So recently you were living in my living room after you tried to move out on your own.
Yeah.
And you hit me back a few months later. Hey, there's a crazy bed bug situation at my place.
Yeah, it was bananas.
Which some people think that you let loose just to have a reason to get out. That's what Murph Dog was saying. That you just opened the box and let him loose. But either way, you came crawling back per usual, and then you were living in the living room.
Yeah.
About 3 days ago, I come home and Murph Dog's sitting there. He goes, hey, dude. AJ just moved out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, he just packed up his stuff and said bye, and he moved out. And then you have not even texted me, and I have not even seen you.
Nah.
And it's fine. I mean,
it's
great that you're gone,
it.
But we were like, wow, not even a thanks?
No, I said thanks.
When?
I said it to Murph Dog.
How was I supposed to feel that?
I'm going to say thanks now.
Just because I had to put you on full-on blast about
you
it.
You chose to do that.
Yeah, I did. I don't regret it.
Yeah.
Don't come at me like I regret it.
I'm not. I don't regret it, but I'm just saying that's how those actions turned out because of that.
That's the weirdest thanks I've ever heard in my life. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't get to choose how the thanks goes.
Oh, so this is still part of the thanks?
Yeah.
Teaching me a lesson?
You're really grilling me about it. I don't like this.
I'm going to continue grilling you for a while.
I know you will.
So tell me the new deets. You haven't even given me the deets. Who are these men that you moved in with?
One lady.
It's one lady?
It's two dudes and one lady.
What happened?
I started looking for places, and then they asked me if I wanted to move in that day, and so I did.
Oh, yeah? Do you like it so far?
Yeah, it's all right.
You got your own room?
I do.
What's that like?
It's nice. It's four walls and a door.
If things go south, you going to hit me up again?
No, I'm going to hit someone else up.
What? you had someone else the
yeah,
first
I'm gonna,
time?
Yeah, I'm going to... No, I didn't this time, but
I'll be back.
I'm gonna nurture a friendship that I can...
We'll keep that double closet
get
there.
On that.
We'll leave that double closet there for 3 months,
no,
okay?
Can't do that move twice.
I think you can.
You shouldn't, is what I'm saying.
I believe in you. You'll be back, buddy.
I know.
All right. That's our daily beat. We'll keep you guys updated if AJ moves back or not. We'll follow that story. We have a guest today we're excited to have on. We've had a couple people on from the Do 512 house. We want to keep doing that because we love them so much. We have Ashley Gregg on the podcast.
Hello.
What's up?
You're here to talk about Nicolas Cage, specifically National Treasure.
That's right.
And also about AJ's current living situation.
I'm really more here just as like the kid and a divorcing parents type vibe is what I'm feeling right now.
Well, I feel like he's the kid and I'm the parent and he just left.
And I'm just the
aunt
that
showed
up. I'm
having a hard time dealing with it. Those extra $100 a month were really helping me.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man, that's tough.
It is tough, but it's like
I
when you see your kid go to community college.
I was a
peer
mediator when I was in fifth grade, so we need to lay some stuff out on the table.
There's no bad blood here. It's all good.
Chris?
I wasn't giving him a silence. I was just taking an evil sip out of my Topo Chico.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming on the podcast. We're going to get into Nicolas Cage. We're going to get deep into him.
Yeah.
So what made you pick him, and why should we care?
First of all, I doubt AJ is going to care at the end of this. I'm just going to go. I'm throwing it out there.
He kind of gives off a salty attitude right at the tippy top.
I listen enough. He's already mad about you confronting him.
I know.
But I have a few theories in life, and I'm going to hit them with you right now.
Do it.
Right now. One is everyone in our generation gives Nick Cage a bad rap.
I've noticed, hasn't he given himself like a rough road?
He has not. done the best for himself. But the problem is that everyone that gives him so much shit also loves one of his movies, at least one of them, like loves it. Not just like, oh, that was pretty tight. If you ask them, like, I bet you loved Raising Arizona, they're like, oh shit, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. I still have never seen it,
and people love Raising Arizona.
That movie's sick. It's good.
I thought you were going to say sucks. So.
No, I love that movie.
No, I knew that would be a good reference for you.
I'm going to add it to my Movie Nights Club group, which, AJ, you are not in anymore.
No, I was kicked out.
No, not yet.
That's fine. But I'll continue to watch good movies on my own.
No, that's not true.
He's still got a key, I'm sure.
Don't believe that, y'all. No, we don't have keys at my place. We all just crawl in through the window.
It's a handprint system.
It's a retinal scanner.
Well, there is one of those in National Treasure.
It really? Hurts like hell, but it'll get you in.
But hold on. Have either of you seen it?
What?
I saw National the second one.
Okay.
Raising Arizona Part 2?
Yes, obviously.
Haven't even seen one.
Raising
New Mexico.
Do I got to see two to get one?
Okay. Two.
Or one to get two?
National Treasure 2 actually was Nick Cage's highest grossing movie, followed quickly by National Treasure, which I personally reverse that.
That movie seems too brainy for me and just way too damn smart.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the twists and turns.
You just said that movie's brainy. That's baloney.
Okay.
Okay. In National Treasure 2, we're not even talking about 2, but we're going to talk about it real quick.
Yeah.
He says...
Before we dip into this, let me just say about Nicky Cage, the thing you were saying about movies you love. I liked Con Air when I was younger.
Of course.
And I liked The Rock.
Mm.
That movie rules.
Yeah, welcome but I left them shits in the 90s. I never rewatched them in the 2000s.
You should get back on that.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will after this podcast. We'll see.
You won't, but you should.
I want to watch Raising Arizona. That seems like... It's a must-see.
And Hello, Face Off, anyone?
Oh, yeah, I saw
Jesus Face Christ, that movie's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody like Face Off, but everybody hates Three Billboards.
No, I've heard that movie is terrible.
Three Billboards?
Y'all are not the only ones to say that.
I know,
that,
I saw the other... No, I loved it.
Oh, you loved it. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
It's a likable movie.
I heard it was not great.
Don't go into it thinking about that. Form your own opinion. Or
I will. I'm not going to go see it, though.
You're not.
I spend a limited amount of money at the movies, so I'm going to spend it on.
You don't have how a movie pass?
I don't have a movie pass, but you kind of sold me on it.
You need to get one.
Do you get some sort of like side check from them?
What do you mean, like a receipt?
No. Do you personally get paid on the side or under the table from them? Because it seems like maybe you might.
Dude,
and
it's
you
just
should.
Too good of a deal. I know I should. Maybe I'll reach out to them and
you
ask for
should.
Money. Well, like I said, they're saving me so much because I go to the movies all the time. Now I just find that I have money to buy some more food or a drink or some shit, you know?
And that's good.
Thanks, AJ. Yeah. And so those are the only Nick Cage movies. Oh, and... fucking the hero movie he was Batman in, or he looked like Batman.
Excuse me.
Kick-Ass.
I love the Kick-Ass movies.
He freaking Nick Cage loves comics.
It is.
Him and his son wrote a comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's in the Wikipedia notes I have
National
somewhere.
National Treasure.
But I think that it's just real shitty that everyone gives National Treasure such a bad rap.
Okay.
Especially... people that grew up watching The Goonies and Labyrinth.
Was it that kind of movie?
But I hated those movies too.
You didn't. You didn't hate The Goonies.
I used to.
No,
I did not
chance.
Like that movie.
You know,
movie.
Man, I used to think I liked The Goonies, but I felt like I think it was the idea of The Goonies.
Right.
And
you
when
wanted
I got older,
to
I watched
be.
It and I was like, this movie's so fucking boring. I hated it.
You don't tell people you don't like
man.
The Goonies.
Yeah, you shouldn't tell people that. Yeah, but maybe. I actually respect you for it.
Maybe I just got tired of people doing impressions off that movie.
Mm.
And I'm just ugh.
Well, I think that liking liking National Treasure is like telling it. Me saying I think that's one of my favorite movies is like telling someone I don't like The Goonies.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
you know
that in
mean?
Polite society.
Yeah,
because
no, yeah, it's
people
not
are ready to shit on National Treasure, right?
And Nick Cage.
My friend Tyler, when I used to live with him back in the day, I think he loved National Treasure movies.
It's the best. It's one of the best movies.
Him and you are the only two that I've personally met that are into him.
Yeah.
So
openly.
Tell me, yeah, and I didn't mean that as
publicly.
A diss, but
no, none
where
taken.
We are
that's why I'm here.
About those
that's
movies.
Why I'm
it
here.
Just comes off as
you know.
One. So, why do you like the movies?
Okay.
Why should we watch them?
You should watch
now that
them.
We got
for,
done destroying Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot to go through in Nick Cage to get back to National Treasure and his sort of acting career. But National Treasure is historically fun.
Is it
okay?
I remember historically not having fun.
It's nice. That was a sick burn.
So you did watch it, AJ?
Yeah, did you see it?
No, but it was just there. Well, you know, and I
okay, well,
it.
It's on Netflix now, so you can just, like, it's easy. Okay.
I can historically not watch it.
Yeah. Are both of them
you
on Netflix?
You can see it and just ignore it every yeah. time.
Are both
no,
of them?
Two's not right now.
Why would they do that?
Okay. to leave you thirsty yeah. for the second.
yeah.
Rent the other one.
okay, listen. It's one of the best movies ever. You're going to have a good time watching it.
Okay.
And I feel like everyone just needs, like, something in a movie. It's got to be, like, very charged this way or like, just so, not dumb, but just, like, all slapstick.
Well, what makes it so great?
Nick Cage says things like, I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Oh,
seriously.
Trailer.
yeah. The quote.
Is there anybody who goes, let's see you try.
Okay. The quote for the trailer was, in order to break the code, one man must break all the rules. Come on. That's great. That's great.
Good.
That's yeah, great.
In order to break the code.
Yeah.
I have to say it to myself to piece it together.
And,
one man must break. Oh, that's smart.
That's
see,
good.
Brainy.
That is good. And there's, and it's like, and he's
like,
the
I'm
good
go
guy.
Shit. I'll be back. Tell me if I miss anything.
You Tell wouldn't me. Have really.
All right.
But it, he's the good
break
guy.
The seal.
And still, and he's the one that's like, you know, it's like everyone that liked action, everyone that likes action movies. For the most part, there's action in it. There's retina yeah. scans.
Duh.
They're stealing yeah. fingerprints for people. They're breaking into the bottom of churches.
Yeah.
There's a danger scene where someone almost dies. I mean, it's serious.
That's what all that happens in National Treasure?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, that doesn't shock me.
Also,
I do like that.
There's clues on everything that we use every day.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar bills. They've got clues on them.
Is that like
it
when
involves,
you fold it and it shows the two towers?
That's right. Like, no, when no, when you
Dude,
fold
the dollar
it
bill
and it,
knew
and
it, way
it
before
shows
it
the Freedom Tower and it shows the time of day and they use, I mean, beautiful. They use a bottle of water as a magnifying glass to yeah. look at the dollar bill.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
they figure
Smart
out what time
brain.
It is. And then the classic goofy sidekick is like, I actually know a fact about time whenever time change was discovered, blah blah blah. So they realize they can make it to the Freedom Tower in Philadelphia that day, of course, with 1 hour to spare
yeah.
to find the next clue based on the sun. Come on.
That's the dude in the Hangover movies
yeah.
but never gets hungover.
He
which,
never does.
Which one yeah. is that?
You know, the
oh,
buddy.
Oh, his
the
name's
one that goes
Justin
missing?
Justin
yeah.
Bartha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the one that goes missing in the
yeah.
second one, right?
No, he just no. doesn't participate.
Yeah.
He hangs
he's like
out.
The guy that gets left on the building, right? They spend the whole movie.
Yeah,
yeah, but
that's
in the
right.
second
okay.
one, he doesn't like. He just
well,
doesn't
that's
join the
he,
shenanigans.
Yeah, oh. yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
is
he's pretty
third,
funny.
Is
though.
There a third one?
There is.
Hangover?
Is it called Back to Bangkok?
Yeah.
No,
wait,
that was just
no, that's
three.
Something else that you've watched.
okay.
No, that is for sure.
No, that's Bangkok Crazy, right? He has like a movie called that, Nicolas Cage.
No, let's see. Hold on.
Or
we'll keep talking while I find his.
Baby Got Bangkok. Nicolas Cage. Well, yeah. didn't,
all right, here's his list of movies. I'll let you peruse some
do
of
Do you think that...
Bangkok, you're right. Bangkok Dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't cool. he... Yeah. Have you seen Bangkok
oh.
Dangerous?
No, who's Don't, seen that?
I mean, you're the one who's here to rep Nicolas Cage. So
no,
I was
Nick Cage
you.
Specifically
National
in National
Treasure.
Treasure.
So you're like aware that this guy has shitty films too.
Oh, he has Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Need I say more?
No, because I've never seen. Oh, but no, Wicker Man's a remake.
It's
right?
a remake,
yeah.
and
I've seen stories about that.
It's like notoriously one of the worst movies, and you can go find a clip
Man,
on
the
YouTube.
Story's so cool.
You can it.
I've heard about the story.
What
the
bees?
I read
movie.
The book.
The original movie is pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah,
you should see
like
it.
Yeah, I know the original because
yeah.
I watch a Mojo Top 10 list.
Yeah,
and
okay.
it summed it up.
yeah, well,
we should do a Why Should We Care Mojo Top
know,
10 list because I know I'm
no,
not the
should.
Only one watching them shits. Surely.
Okay, the first. All right, Wicker Man. Let's just talk about that one for a second. There is a clip on YouTube that you can go on and watch the 10 worst scenes in Wicker Man, and it's a
the Nicolas
it's
Cage
a
version.
Gas. Oh
no,
yeah,
Wicker Man's one of those. It's so bad, it's good.
No.
I beg to differ.
I don't think that it... Hold
like
on.
The Room?
Yeah, it's like one of those.
But it's not quite as
the
uncomfortable as
version?
Watching The Room. Yeah, it
no,
is.
No, no, it
okay.
is. Just because
it
of like all the
bad.
Missteps
like
they make in writing.
Like when he punches the girl in the face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and if it
well,
was anybody
that
else,
that,
that would be insulting. But it's Nicolas
but,
Cage
yeah.
dressed as a bear.
Yeah.
Now if I see it, and when I see that bear scene, I'm going to go, well, I already knew that was coming. Thanks, AJ.
You would have no idea because it has no context.
It's still meant to be seen, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Listen,
Why not watch the original? Isn't the original good?
Mm-hmm.
But you know me, man. I hate watching old-looking fucking movies.
Well, it's old-looking, but it's an engaging story.
Okay.
About a man who learns too much. I already
know what happens to the guy. You know?
That's just true. Yeah, the top 10 list, they'll do that.
I'll see Raising Arizona because I don't know what happens in that movie.
Okay.
That's good.
Let's talk about where you were in 2008. Just put it in your mind for a second, right?
Okay. 2008. Papacitos.
Moving into 2009.
As a waiter at Yellowstone National Park.
I got yelled at by customers
that
a lot.
Both of those seem like dream jobs, honestly.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Hung out with frat bros that would have never hung out with me if I didn't meet them working there.
I was drunk a lot.
Okay. 2008. A lot of weird things were going on in the country.
Made a lot of money.
Tips for days.
Yeah. I was good at my job.
And made no
one time I was yeah. One time I was at Papacito's, and I've told this to a few friends, and I was making a tableside guac for a table.
Ooh.
Little sidestep off the Nicolas Cage story, but
yeah.
You're not allowed to touch your hands there. I remember they used to say that, or touch your face.
Hold on.
You can touch your hands.
Touch your hands.
You had to take your hands off before
someone.
Work every day and just dump them in a sink.
Lefty is never to touch a righty.
You're not supposed to touch your face while you're waiting tables or talking to customers and shit. And at one point they had us start doing tableside guac, and we're like, oh no, this is gonna put me in the weeds for sure.
Yeah.
And so I was doing a tableside guac.
Everyone's gonna want that. Yeah.
I was doing some tableside guac for some businessmen, and then like while they were sitting there having like what appeared to be a meeting, I was trying to listen. but as I was doing that, I felt some sweat just going down my forehead and down my beautiful nose, and I'm looking down, I just see it, and it just drops. Into the guacamole as I'm stirring it up. And I stop for a second to look at them and go, hey guys, I just sweat all over this shit. Let me go get y'all some more. But right when I noticed that none of them had seen it, they were just talking. I looked around and nobody saw it. So I just served it up.
Listen,
and
that's just sodium.
I got tipped extra.
As far as I'm concerned.
Said that's the best tableside guac we've ever had.
It was that extra special dose of love.
Because of my work sweat.
The saltiest guac I've ever had.
So that's pretty much what I was doing in 2008.
Listen, you were working up such a sweat with tableside guacamole. Meanwhile, Nick Cage is over here unrolling the Declaration of Independence in his father's living room and using lemons and a blow dryer to find a hidden map on the back of it.
See, why would somebody put a hidden map on the back of that?
Listen.
Because there's treasure to be had.
There's a treasure, and that's only part of the whole... That's only part of
the title of the movie.
Yeah, come on, man. You're in New York. You're in Philly. You're in Boston. Ooh. You're going to the Freedom Tower, the Liberty Bell.
What's Nicolas Cage? What's his name in the movie? Is it Nick Cage?
It's Benjamin Franklin Gates.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is in the movie.
Why is it?
Because his dad. Okay, listen. There's Illuminati involved.
Yeah.
Isn't there always, though?
Yeah. Absolutely. I figured that much.
Yeah.
The Masons, the Masonic Temple is involved.
Yeah, okay, I know what that is. Is that like what the Simpsons thing? Didn't they have a Masons episode?
They have a
stone. They were called the Stonecutters. Yeah.
There's also like an episode where like Mr. Burns.
He's probably part of the club.
That's what I was wondering.
It's just all a bunch of Masons.
Let's talk about the Stonecutter episode of the Simpsons instead.
The episode rules.
All right. So, what was so special about his character that gave him access to have these kind of missions?
So his grandfather. let me just open the movie for you.
Excuse me. Do it. Remember, I have not seen it. I'm not that smart, and I don't pay attention much.
Opening scene, a little boy in an attic going through old things in his grandpa's house finds a book.
His dad was Ben Franklin, by the way.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. No. Maybe. No, they're like in a great line of historians, and his grandfather sold him on this story that there's a national treasure. His dad searched for it for a while, became like the laughing stock of the United States in the historical community for thinking there was a treasure, but really he could never find it.
Yeah.
His son believes the grandfather's story and starts searching for it. Where he gets the money is from an investor that turns out obviously to be evil.
They always are.
Yeah. The paper trail will tell you where the evil people are.
They always want it for nefarious purposes.
That's right. So the bad guy in this, I mean, you're in the first 10 minutes, you're hit with a loving story of a child and his grandfather. Boom, you're in Antarctica looking for a buried ship in the middle of nowhere, and they're using like metal detectors, and of course they hit metal detector in the middle of nowhere, and he just like squeezes a warm bottle of water and uncovers just the name of the ship, and then they find the whole ship. Just because how convenient.
Right. This guy's kind of like a MacGyver, I noticed, with using lemons and waters.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, he'll figure that shit out.
He sneaks out of a ship because he knows that there's another exit, and the ship blows up, and they're still alive. It's so great. Underneath the Trinity Church, which when I lived in New York, I would go to Trinity Church like once a year just to kind of pay homage to National Treasure.
What's Trinity Church?
It's a church.
Oh, is that
it's
just
an actual church.
Is it in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's a real church.
And you know
historically significant?
Oh, yeah. I've been to most of the sites in the National Treasure movie.
When you're at... Oh, really? Do you visit them because of the movie? Like, if you're in town...
Well, I lived in New York, so everything...
I can't believe Nicolas Cage was
there.
Standing right here.
My friend works on the Intrepid, which is a museum, a ship. It's a museum. And that...
ship?
It's a ship. Yeah, it's a museum on a... it's an old Navy ship.
Does it still ship around?
No, no. Wow. It's docked.
Is that the one in fucking...
Corpus?
That's the one.
No, it's in New York.
Okay.
But it's just like that one.
Yeah,
the
that one's cool.
That's the Lexington.
I've seen it. I've never been on it.
Oh, that one's cool.
Yeah,
is in it? Corpus, that one's cool, yeah. It's cool to go on a ship like that.
Slash museum?
That's a museum as well. Yeah. And you can get those quarters pressed, you know?
That is cool.
That's something
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you the 50 cents and the penny to go get.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. You want to go to Corpus Christi?
Man, I don't.
But there's a Selena statue there, too, which
changes everything.
I've had enough Selena in my life already.
And a two-story Whataburger. And a two-story Whataburger.
Origin of the home of Whataburger. I've been there.
All right. Yeah, I'll go to Corpus sometime to visit the... You still got me on the Whataburger.
Yeah.
And while I'm there, I will visit my cousin Selena's memorials.
I saw you at the Selena party. Don't play like you didn't come back a little bit.
I was walking my dog and it
just
happened
to
be going on.
You came back around for that.
Yeah, I mean, I stuck around just to, I don't know, just wanted to be part of something, but I decided to leave. But yeah, no disrespect to Selena. I definitely don't want to
get
that
vibe out
there.
Had to pour one out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You stayed. Just admit it. You stayed because you love her. Everyone does.
Selena passed away. I don't want to get into it. So.
All right.
For a different episode.
I could come back on for that.
Someone's
got
to drop a Selena.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Nicolas Cage, specifically National. I mean, is there anything else?
So, yeah. So, whenever you're on, I feel like y'all are going to start talking about me like you do about the dudes in Soaked, and I can't have that on my heart.
Yeah. You have, at least you brought a topic and notes.
Yeah. Well, they did not. They didn't know what the fuck they wanted to talk about.
Here's
the
thing.
Their band broke up already.
Yeah. No way. I think they're still together, actually.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't tell the difference.
And let me burn.
Soaked in pain.
Yeah. Their band's pretty good. Should I go now?
I don't think so. We'll edit that out.
Yeah. That's fine. You know what? You can edit this whole thing. You can just edit my voice out of this
one.
Just
just our riff talk.
we do our best not to encourage them to continue to make music.
Yeah, we love them as guys.
But you know,
listen, in National
Treasure
2,
I'm not done railing on these guys yet.
You know, whatever gets me higher in the whatever. No, I wouldn't do that to them. They're pretty cool.
Nobody
dude.
You
would.
Just took part in it. Yeah. So,
don't put
I was
me
gonna
there.
Say, do you think like
ask me
with Nicolas Cage?
Oh, there's an original score for the movie, like, and it's beautiful, and every song is named
it?
After it. That doesn't always happen.
Who's the composer?
I don't know.
It's Hans Zimmer.
Oh yeah, actually it is.
Yeah. You forgot AJ had like all this movie knowledge in his back pocket.
That's the only composer I know of.
Oh really? Is it
and
really
Danny
him?
Elfman? Those are the guys.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Dougie Johnston.
Dougie Johnston, the great composer. He did Independence Day and
Bad News Bears. Okay, I feel like y'all should just think about this. In Nick Cage grossing movies.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
He wrote Shout for that movie.
So, okay.
All right, National Treasure 2, then the first National Treasure, and then it's The Rock Face Off Gone in 60 Seconds, which I feel like...
Wait a minute. He made National Treasure before he made The Rock and Face?
No, no. Those are...
I was like, I don't remember it that
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah, it's gestating. Called Time Travel. Ever heard of it?
Because I was like... I mean, The Rock and Face Off was like his Jim Carrey's Ace Ventura
no
in
way.
The Mask. When it was all hits liar, and no liar. Doubts. Yeah. Yeah, there was no like, debates.
No, and then he did the Adaptation. Just yeah. Like, yeah.
And then it was like, all right, maybe this Oscar guy's green albuming out right now. So like,
but he just owes people money, right? He just
no,
spent
he,
like a bunch
he
of...
He doesn't really owe people money. He just started spending all of his money.
He won't. Yeah. So, like, I heard he was taking on a bunch of, like, he would do any movie.
He will. He actually,
do you think that hurt his legacy a little, so therefore people look down on National Treasure?
I think it did, and that's the problem. That's kind of my point, is that everyone just shits on Nick Cage. Everyone loves to, but yeah. Everyone has a favorite movie that is a Nick Cage movie.
I have a couple.
That was born before 1996.
Yeah.
Do you think he will one day be a big, huge star again?
No. Well, yeah, he still is. He's making movies. He's booked out through 2020.
Do you think he'll be nominated for even like an MTV movie award or
anything? You have the latest. Look at 2017. How many
Looking
movies
Glass,
he did?
Looking Glass, number 211. I'm guessing that's the number of films he's going to be in at that time. Between Worlds, A
Look
Score
at us
to Settle.
Slamming Nicolas Cage.
I know. One movie called Mom and Dad.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm assuming he's... Does it?
Yeah, it's actually playing up north at the Draft House. It was the
it's out now?
Mom and Dad is out now?
And there...
I just found out about it. It's out now?
Nice.
Go check out Mom and Dad at theaters everywhere.
You didn't go ever make a national...
limited run.
It's a limited edition. You might have to tour in it.
And people... And the thing is that people won't take him seriously, but like this movie has heavy hitters in it.
Does it?
National Treasure again?
National Treasure 2 has Helen Mirren and... Ed Harris in it as well.
No fucking shit.
Yeah.
Really? I like Ed Harris in The Truman Show. So
who doesn't?
I like him.
John Voight is in both of them.
I like him in Anaconda when he gets sped out by the anaconda and he winks.
John Voight.
And I was like, I'm a John
Kruger
Voight fan for life.
I planned on this.
Wink. So mucus.
John Voight.
Doesn't he have a famous daughter?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That one?
Jolie.
I haven't heard of her.
So, like, do you think they'll ever make a National Treasure 3?
No.
Do you think that franchise is done?
No, I...
Did they close it off pretty hardcore?
They closed it off. I mean, the first one, he had to steal the Declaration of Independence. The second one, he had to steal the president, folks.
No, he had
That's
to clear his, he had to clear his family name.
He had to clear his... No, that was in the first one.
No, it was in the second one.
The second one,
it's
had to go.
It's the only one I've seen, so I
know
the plot
point. Oh, come on. You didn't prep for this at all?
Wow, look at you for knowing National Treasure so much. Yeah. This guy, AJ, knows more about it than you. Is he wrong?
He's not wrong, and he's not totally right.
Oh, he's in that
sweet
That
was
gray.
Like his deal. Like,
yeah, but the... Because they didn't believe something.
Your family wanted to kill Abraham Lincoln. It's like, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
And then he approved it.
So he's trying to kidnap Abraham
in
Lincoln.
In that one, they take international. They take that international.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They go all over.
They find the other Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Which president is he trying to kidnap? Is it a fake president?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the current president.
I would have loved if he was trying
to kidnap. Dwight Yoakam is in that, if I'm not sure. Is it? No, who is it that's singing at Mount Rushmore?
I have no
idea.
You
say that like you didn't know the rest of the movie.
I remember like in bits and pieces like what was going on. Like I remember this scene where like in order to get a copy of the map, they have to like run a red light so you can like hold it up and they take a picture of it and then they like...
And then they zoom in on it.
Yeah, they look up the database and they're like, we'll get in there.
Yeah, okay. That happens in the first movie in National Treasure. They have to get...
I don't think it does. I'm
Listen,
just saying.
No,
only one
Jay,
I've
buddy,
seen.
That, no, that,
get a
no
word
you're
in.
Right. That is in the second movie. What I'm saying... Excuse me.
He gets hot.
Yeah,
I'm
he gets hot.
He gets hot.
Hot sports opinions out of AJ
over
here.
Is like,
he's raging
only,
out. Still.
I can only reference the second movie because I've never seen the first one.
Check the stats on movie number 2.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
But number 1, also, there is a map, obviously. We're looking for treasure, folks.
And
poster,
I do know he has a rolled up map coming out of his backpack.
That's not the map.
Or is it
that
just,
is the Declaration of
are
Independence.
Are they blueprints of a building?
With a map on the back of it.
So the Declaration of Independence.
Because he just carries it around.
Is in his hand or in the backpack?
It's
important to
like
me.
He's holding like a tablet. It looks like
he's holding a laptop.
You know what? I have a picture of it somewhere.
Like some
I was just kidding. It doesn't matter.
Okay, in the first movie, he finds glasses that Benjamin Franklin made. that are like 3D glasses, so you can flip all different things and look at the map, and it, you have to have all of the pieces together to be able to find the next step. And there's all of these different clever little, like, one of the clues is here at the wall, but it's with, spelled with two E's in here, and that used to be the name of a street next to Wall Street in Trinity Church.
Losing you.
Listen, did you ever do scavenger hunts? No, I'm losing. No, you're losing me.
I wish I was part of scavenger hunts. I just didn't live in those kind of communities.
You didn't do one in your own house? I had a
lot of friends.
I mean, always for the Apple TV remote.
Well, just a fun time.
Yeah, I mean, we used to tape our Apple TV remote to a ruler.
That's right.
And it helped for a while, and then we lost that.
A ruler's too small. You need something.
We had a big ass ruler.
We should have used a yardstick. The brick would be
good.
Yeah.
Man,
you're welcome.
A yardstick.
Full of ideas over here. You actually just hang it from the fan in the middle of your room, just long enough to reach down.
Sewed into my arm. That would be cool.
That's the next national treasure, is just figuring out how to get it.
Bacteria just all around your arm and shit. Still, I get to watch YouTube clips anytime I want.
That's the
if
way
you ever want to enjoy a scavenger hunt and just feel like a kid again, watch
partake
National
Easter.
Treasure.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Partake go to Easter. Yeah, get some eggs.
Go to a neighborhood park during Easter time and just butt on in.
Man.
Start taking shit.
Just say that your kid's there.
My kid? I guess I don't have a kid.
Yeah, but like...
But you can say like one.
You can be like, oh, I'm helping my kid get these eggs.
It's one of those kind of movies, right? You're just like with him, with along with his missions.
Yeah, you're with him and you're...
I figured all that.
Here's the thing. Here's
the set. Are they all PG?
They're PG.
Are they any rated?
13, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Does he have a love interest?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, and he always has a bank sash. The move that he makes in the first one, they're kidnapped. They're going down 1,000-year-old stairway, and he gets like pushed through, and it's just, I videoed it the other day. The move is just him pulling the girl back and being like, just wanted to do that in case something bad happens.
And so he harasses her?
But
okay, something bad.
All right, I can't speak
saves
on.
Saves her, he's, but harasses her at the same time.
It's they end up falling in love.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. What language?
So it's good again.
The love. It's a love language.
Which one did he use? We just learned about the five
physical
languages. Dutch.
Touch.
Yeah. That's the language of Dutch.
Yeah. That's the only one that anyone's ever told me
that's
about.
That's the only one I know about, too. We had somebody talk about it 2 weeks ago, and I was like, what is this person talking
wait,
about?
Wait, on here?
Yeah.
That's a lot of... That's a short topic.
Yeah, AJ had five hate languages he brought to the...
Yeah, I can see that.
Wrath.
That's the only one he knows.
Yeah, but it's the only one you need.
So, did you watch any of the other... National
Nick Cage movies,
yeah, like
yes.
Shit movie. What have you? Did you? What's the worst one you've seen? Like, definitely you've.
I think Ghost Rider's pretty terrible.
Ghost Rider, man, yeah.
Hit though. I think Wicker Man is. It's a fun time. You're right, yeah, AJ. It's terrible, but it's not a bad time.
Yeah, no, it's
I wouldn't
fun to
ever watch.
Watch
it again.
You know, I'm with you on that one.
If you
I
saw Nicolas Cage,
a little
would you,
goes
would
along
you fan
with
out
that
in
one.
Front of him still.
Yeah,
what would you say to him?
I would be like, National Treasure is one of the most fun movies I've ever seen in my
what if
life.
You went up to him and said that he was like, yeah, get the fuck up off of it. So he just
I don't think he would.
Like, Nicolas Cage, no.
I think Nick Cage really has like come into his own.
Nicolas Rage is more like nice. Heard he's kind of a mean guy.
They should have a theme party, a Nicolas Cage Rager.
Oh, that'd be
and
cool.
It's, and it's
where everybody dresses up like him but mad.
Yeah, but he always kind of looks a little crazy and mad in everything he does. Yeah. He created his own style of acting.
For as long as I've known who he is, I realize I know so little about
him. Well, you know he's a Coppola.
What?
He's a from the Coppola
family.
Oh,
the director?
And he changed his name after Francis Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
So his real last name's Coppola?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. He changed it so that he wouldn't be just like, he didn't want to feel like he was using his name to get ahead in the business.
Right, oh, so man. He could be recognized
he
for
went
his own
with
talent.
Cage as a last name?
Yeah,
man.
Because he really loved
Cage.
Comics.
Oh, so Nick Cage.
Is like a, I don't like.
Is that a comic
Luke
book
Cage? Yeah, Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
No, yeah, that's
I know,
it.
But I thought Nick Cage was
okay,
the comic.
Okay, also.
That's just Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, he's been married a few times.
Oh, okay.
He has a couple kids. And he donates a crap ton of money every year to different charities,
but
which
I
told a friend today that was, and he claims it was for tax write-offs. But either way,
It's his choice. The charity still gets it.
That's what I'm saying.
At the end of the day. What, you
he's
know
not
the
a bad dude. No, they go all over town.
Yeah, I bet he's cool, man. I loved him in Kick-Ass. So I bet he's a cool dude.
He directed that.
Did he direct it?
Yeah, that's under his movie.
He wasn't even in the second one.
He that he was like his Kick-Ass? Jam.
Did he direct the second one too?
I even couldn't he wasn't tell you. In it? This was about National Treasure, not Kick-Ass. Chris Tellez.
Well, I mean, you said Nick Cage specifically. Yeah. National, and I've already. I mean, you hit me with something new on the National Treasure.
Listen, I
whatever.
Just, that's fine.
Okay.
You know why I like to? This is just me propagandizing this movie.
And you
this
know,
is another platform.
If
to
I ever
me
watch
about,
it, you know, I will.
You're not gonna have a bad time.
Yeah, we'll see. There's just so many
do you
movies
buy into movies
what do you mean
do you like when Put you watch a movie there? Do you just buy into like I'm just gonna enjoy it?
I did that or with Jumanji the other day.
Then you would
which I've mentioned
it was yeah a romp, you really right? did
it was a romp.
Did you go alone?
Oh man, I went alone. Yep. It was noon, like mm-hmm. I said, nothing but families, packed house. I could nap
weekend?
The kid
that's no, the kid you're gonna have at Easter
weekday. I sat in the very front row, right in the middle, because that's all that was left.
And you still went?
Yeah, and I had some wings and some fries. I was stoned as shit. Sounds yeah, that's a great time. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good
blast.
Time. Well, do that with National Treasure. You're going to have a great time, and you're going to think back on the movie and be like, you know what? Ashley was mostly right. I had a kind of good time.
I will take that into consideration. You know,
moderately. Okay.
I feel like it's going to be a good one. It was a huge success.
It was
you know?
A huge success. And everyone, okay, that was the year. Let's just look back on 2018. People needed a good time.
2008.
That was an election year.
2008, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I saw it in January, and it was me, my mom, my dad, my brother, and we were the only people in the theater. And mm-hmm. that's how you have a good time in a movie.
You know,
you can stand up, walk around, and talk during it. You can.
Nobody's saying, "Hey, could you sit down? We're trying to watch the goddamn movie."
Yeah, because you're the only ones in the theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're the only ones in there
during National Treasure.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It was
Everybody
at the end of
their
its
own
run.
Row.
Yeah, that's right. It was great.
I remember just you're right about like his bad movies possibly tainting him his movies for
totally
me.
100%.
Because that's the thing, if I sit down and watch a Nicolas Cage movie, right when I see that face, even though the man's more successful than me, I'm like, there's the face of failure. This movie probably sucks.
Well, yeah, but you forget about all the good movies because
it's
of
just
how
me being lazy.
And honestly, he doesn't have that many bad movies, but people just wanted to shit on someone.
It would have been weird if he was Superman, right? Did you ever see those shots of him with the long hair as Superman?
He was also
that looks
auditioning
so weird.
For something else. And then,
is that why he has long hair in it?
No, the one with Mickey Rourke.
No, that's because at the same time he was doing Con Air. He was like filming for that.
So he was going to have short hair for Superman, right?
Well, they were actually going to let him keep it.
That
the long hair?
So dumb.
Well, no.
The long hair looked dumb either way.
As a Superman, though. Come on. That
in Con Air, it looked
that
bad.
That just looked like a drunk guy dressed as Superman when I saw the photos.
It's a dad out.
Yeah, like
it was going to be your granddaddy
person.
Superman. This is going to be a different
What's
kind
What's your
of
favorite Nick Cage movie?
Man, I guess I would go with Con Air, you know, but I feel like when I see Raising Arizona, it's going to be so awesome that it's going to be
that
one. I
don't think so.
Con Air?
I don't think Raising Arizona is going to trump, because you saw Con Air at like the right time to
yeah,
really get into
it. Yeah,
it
was a good time to watch it. I feel like The Rock was pretty hot, but I think Con Air probably more so than that.
Face Off? Gone in 60 Seconds is also, I feel like people forget how fun that one was.
Maybe I might have, I watched that in theaters.
I like to use.
And I was gone in 60 Seconds.
No, you weren't. You stayed for the whole movie.
No, I stayed for the, of course I paid for it. There was no movie pass back then.
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
I'm sure I have. I can't remember which ones, but I definitely fell asleep during the Batman Forever. No,
ooh,
not Batman Forever. Batman and Robin.
My brother walked out of Anger Management.
Oh, really?
Asked for his money back, and the guy working was like, yeah, it was pretty bad. I'll give you your money back.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
That guy should have went like, no, man, no refunds. Get the fuck out of here.
We were in high school. It was
you take your chances.
North.
Adam Sandler's sitting in there in the back row.
My
you
mom was like waiting in her car for us at some theater in North Austin. Yeah.
I remember when I was really young, we saw that movie Supernova. Exactly. Nobody remembers it, but it was Gary Sinise was in it.
Uh-huh.
They're in outer space, and that movie sucked. I was thinking like, this is like, I can't believe it's in a movie theater, and I'm sitting here right now.
But you stayed.
No, I left.
Oh, you left.
Like towards the end when it was all like, this is the part we've been waiting for. I just was like, I don't even care.
I walked out of Bruno.
Really?
You did?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just too much. I was like, I can't.
Were you laughing at all during it, or you just were waiting for the other shoes?
I was just like,
drop?
This is, I guess it was just like too gross out for me. I was like, yeah, I like what you're doing, man, but this one's too much for me.
Yeah.
I respect you. I respect what you're doing. Yeah. But I can't join you on this
can't
one.
Can't do this
Peace.
One. Yeah.
I loved it. what's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie, AJ?
Like just that string of hits that he had in the 90s were all pretty good.
His Ace Ventura Mask.
Yeah.
That was his, yeah.
I guess I'd say Raising Arizona, but I know there's one that I like a little
more.
What
about Honeymoon in Vegas?
I haven't watched that
one
all the
good.
Way through.
Do you have a list of his movies?
Yeah, I got them all.
Read the ones he was making in the 90s around that era.
AJ actually is holding on to my list. He's decided that's
is
his
Nicolas
now.
Is Nicolas Cage dead right now?
No, he's fully alive. Oh, at Alamo, they did. I just found this out today.
I have 2000s era Cage here.
Where is it? It's here somewhere. I'll look for it. He did. They do a week of Nick Cage movies at Alamo every year.
Really?
And he showed up last year and just walked in to one of the screenings, and people apparently lost it.
Man.
Yeah, they actually this Friday have the Nick Cage marathon, but tickets are sold out.
So. Yeah, people love Nick Cage.
I have a movie group.
Of course
Facebook.
You do.
If you want to be part of my movie nights group, hit me up on Facebook because we have a good time.
This is a public call.
Yeah, unless, I mean, of course, if I see you and you're like a serial killer and I don't know you, I'm not going to add you to the group. I'll just ignore the message.
Can you? Only
serial
can you
killers
do me a favor?
Cool. I know how to be rad.
What?
I'll definitely.
Can
add
you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you just throw National Treasure as like an option for a movie group night?
I'll throw it in there. We're doing Pan's Labyrinth this Sunday.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
The finger guy.
Yeah.
I know what
his
you're
name
talking
is Hank.
About.
Also, the girl in that movie, I can't get on board with her because she was also in Y Tu Mamá También.
Of course. I guess I don't have to see it now.
There's no reason to.
It's just
at this
an
point.
Actress. It's just talking about an actress that did
like
two movies.
Did you like whisper to someone, I like the better in Y Tu Mamá También?
No, I didn't like her in that movie.
Really? In Pan's Labyrinth?
In Pan's Labyrinth, I want to like her, but she did such a good job in the other movie that I didn't like her as a.
Did you see? Did you see Birdman?
No.
I got some friction for that because I didn't like it.
I remember that. Yeah.
You liked it.
Nah. Yeah.
You didn't like it either.
It's a shitty movie. Thank you. About a shitty guy.
More like bird
shit.
Who's
in that?
That's right.
Michael Keaton.
Oh yeah. No, but Michael Keaton, Multiplicity, one of the best movies ever of the 90s.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, come on.
She tried to touch my Pepe?
Yeah, that's right. He has the wallet with the pizza.
Yeah, I don't even know if I like that line. It's just burned into my memory.
I think that movie used to play on USA a lot.
Yeah.
That and Overboard. Also, I could talk about that movie for a lot.
Is Overboard a Michael Keaton film?
No, not at all. But it was a USA frequent.
Oh, okay.
No, it was Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Do you... man, I will pitch National Treasure, but I think I want to pitch Raising Arizona first. Maybe we'll just do
you
a
should
Nicolas
do a doubleheader because they're pretty short.
We'll do a Nicolas Cage night and see
Cage
how much
rage.
Everybody could take.
A Nick Cage rage.
Everybody's going to be so mad. I'm going to get kicked out of the group. That
no,
I
you won't. You, okay, listen. People like National Treasure.
Well, here's the 90s era.
All right, hit us with it.
Yeah, bring him on in. Right. This is when he was still doing maybe one or two a year, not four or five.
Honeymoon in Vegas. He won an Oscar for that one, I believe. Then there's Leaving Las Vegas. Is
that's good.
The Rock, Con Air, Face Off, City of Angels, Snake Eyes.
I love that movie.
I never saw Snake Eyes. Wait,
it's conspiracy theory.
The Rock
theory.
And Con Air were back to back.
Yeah. 8mm. That's the one where he investigates
the
snuff
film. I saw
film.
That one. Uh-huh. That one was pretty good.
Bringing Out the Dead, which is half of a good movie.
That's when I started zoning out. I think.
Gone in 60 seconds.
That's when I jumped back in. For
and then you're gonna zone out again. For the Family Man.
Yeah.
The Family Man.
Back in. Uh-huh. Out for the
I don't even know. I haven't seen the next
Captain
few.
Corelli's Mandolin. That's he was
it.
Sick in that.
but in that movie he really did learn he self-taught how to play mandolin for that movie.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
He wasn't playing air mandolin.
He also became a captain.
He changed his name legally.
I mean,
it's a Christmas Carol
voiced
Marley. I don't remember that. Wind Talkers, Sunny Adaptation. And then from there,
never seen Adaptation.
No, but that's when he did the
that's
series.
A thumbs up,
movie.
Donna. Yeah. All right,
it's all pretty right. Good one.
Adaptation.
I didn't love it, but so I didn't hate it.
We'll do a movie nights and we'll do the hits.
And
we'll
Matchstick Men, National Treasure, Lord of War, The Weatherman, which I think is a little underrated.
It is.
And then a bunch of other
which
shit.
Which one was underrated?
The Weatherman.
And I don't need to sell y'all on National Treasure anymore, but it was nominated for a Teen Choice Award.
Okay, well. So what? I've been nominated for a Teen Choice Award. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. He didn't win, but
I didn't win, but I've been nominated.
Was it when you were in your teens?
Yeah.
And you chose you were like, I choose
I was,
me.
I was their choice.
Well, okay, so I'll tell you this. I'm gonna pitch a movie night's list to Nicolas Cage.
to him.
Say, hey man, you wanna come to my apartment and watch us watch your
yeah,
movies?
Yeah, that would be great.
So we'll do Raising Arizona, we'll do Adaptation. I'll throw in that's it.
No,
National Treasure. Yeah, obviously.
Can't leave it out, at least for this podcast.
We'll do NT1 and
NT2 is fun.
But I have some movies to get through, man. We just got done watching Cell Block 99. I will take a second to yes.
Plug it.
I loved
You're
it.
Trying to plug that?
Dude, watch Cell Block 99.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn's back. This isn't the old shitty Vince Vaughn we got from Swingers. This is the cool Red Vince Claw. Vaughn from Wedding Crashers.
We're doing Crashers.
No, he's a monster in this one. I mean, he's not a real monster. I'm just saying he is just killing people left, right, and then left again. Yeah. And it's like if you
is
like
his,
those.
Is his hand forced to do
heavy?
It?
Heavy? Is it super heavy?
It's pretty heavy, but it's interesting. It's showing you different levels of different prisons he ends up going to. And just basically he has to. He's like in a kind of a nicer prison. And he has to get to a different prison to kill this guy. So he has to do. He just starts doing crazy shit just to get to the worst prison there is. And he's just interesting in it. And there's just a lot of gore and violence. And
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm into it. So check out that movie before any Nicolas Cage movie.
No,
see, Nicolas Cage should have done that movie. That would have been back.
No,
like
first,
Vince Vaughn, he's back.
National Treasure. All
right.
And then we can watch any Vince Vaughn movie you want.
No, I mean, that's the only one.
No, but
I already
Swingers
watched it last night. No, Swingers was good.
Vince Vaughn has a lot of hits.
Yeah.
A Lost World Jurassic Park.
I never saw it.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd watch the Jurassic Park movies, and I never watched any after the first one. I think the first one's the only
really
one.
Really, no need to.
Yeah. I was
there like, is no need, but it. If you do watch them, you just have to know you're going to go watch a movie about dinosaurs.
Well, the second
People
one starts off
that.
Great.
Yeah, it goes.
And then, like near the end, there you're like, "Why do they do all this?"
It's kind of like The Sandlot too. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, what's
it's
the point?
The actually, that could be on like the worst movies ever.
It's like, well, it's like watching the Son of Mask.
Yeah.
Was it? Was there a Son of Mask?
There was a Son of Mask, and in Sandlot too, they use the phrase "You play ball like a girl." Just. To a girl.
I thought you were going
to
say there, you play Makes ball sense. Like the Son of Mask.
It's a crossover.
Good.
Episode.
He's good at it. But,
all wacky and
didn't
shit.
They do a Son of Ace? Like, I know I've seen the
no,
movie
they did
box.
A son of,
like
no, Son of Mask there. Might have been a cartoon.
No, there's
yeah,
a
son
movie.
Son of Mask
with, like,
had Jamie Kennedy in it.
No.
And
way.
His son puts on the mask.
Oh,
and Ace Ventura is like there's a movie with like a kid who plays Ace Ventura.
Yeah, Ace Ventura 3.
It's like your classic Big Bang Theory
that's
thing
like,
they're doing with that.
That's like Home Alone 3. Can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably good for that kid, but you
I
can't
saw
do
that,
it.
Man.
You watched that?
When I was younger, I mean.
Come on.
I saw it, too.
You watched that and you won't watch National Treasure?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't making my own decisions back then.
And there was no
know?
Netflix. There was, like, no. Like,
you're watching whatever
I think
USA
my parents just rented
is playing.
It. My parents just rented it because we're fans of the Home Alone franchise. I mean,
yeah,
the
who's not?
First
that's a fun franchise.
Those two
that
movies
hits.
Brought my family closer together than anything ever.
That and Seinfeld. Feld brought my family together.
Once those movies stopped coming out,
y'all stopped hanging out.
I started being more alone at home.
I blame Home Alone 3 on my parents' divorce.
He's serious.
That's terrible, but you know what? You got to get through it somehow.
All right. Well, we are about out of time, Ash. I want to thank. Is it cool if I call you Ash?
Yeah, you can call me.
All right. So, Ash, we do want to thank you for coming on the podcast and talking Nick Cage, specifically National Treasure.
Yeah. I do want to point out real quick.
Yeah, if there's anything else
on the filmography, like on the late era, current era, Nicolas Cage. You did draw a stick figure of yourself with boobs.
I did not draw that. Someone else drew that at Brew and Brew today.
Yeah, it says Ashley Mendelson Gregg. Is that your middle name?
No, not at all. I watch a lot of Kyle Mooney skits.
That is.
Okay. And he,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you're
so
into
you know
that.
I love Kyle Mooney.
Good Neighbors stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen Sporty?
Been liking it.
Huh? That skit, Sporty, where he's wearing the jacket with sports down the arm?
Probably, but probably
it's
not.
It's honestly one of the best, and I feel like it's underrated. Roomies is also a good one. But that, I didn't draw either of those. I just want to go on record saying that.
I like the crystal, what's the name of that pop star that he...
Oh, and he references it multiple crystals times.
Oh, shit.
Jackie Crystal or something? No.
Something. She has like a fun...
And he signs her... He's singing
like obsessed
along
with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway, we're getting off track as we love to
good
do
good YouTube
here.
Series.
So we want to thank you for coming on the podcast. If you're ever in Austin or you live in Austin, follow at Do512.
Yeah.
They're the funnest place to and the best people to party with.
You don't know what to do.
Yeah, and they yeah. seriously do promote like the only the funnest shows. You can follow them on Twitter at Do512. Perfect for South by Southwest if you'll be in town. You can follow Ashley at AEGreg34 on Twitter and Instagram. You'll be playing drums at the Ten Oak at 9 p.m. Yeah. tomorrow, which is what, the 28th?
26th.
I don't pay attention to dates with the band The Golden Clip. Yeah.
You'll be at one of our South By shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be
Friday
doing a South
night,
By show. I'll
March
be promoting
9th.
It for sure
at
in
Hotel
March.
Vegas.
Yeah. When is it?
March 9th.
March 9th. Yeah. Come out to Hotel Vegas.
We haven't really announced it yet, but. There you go for your listeners. That one's a special
and,
one.
We'll make sure to promote the hell of it. Last year was so much fun. So
I'll be there.
You have to be there.
Okay.
I'll be
legally.
Yeah.
Right. Guys, I'll be doing a couple shows this weekend. This Saturday, I'll be doing the Shindig at the Volcom Garden at 9 p.m. on E6. That show is a ton of fun. And I will be doing... the Double Barrel at Kick Butt on January 29th. We're doing 2 30-minute sets there, me and Andrew Woods. Anything else you want to add on, AJ?
Nope.
All right, sweet. All right, before we get out of here, National Treasure, Nicolas Cage, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many cares do you give it, AJ? 1 to 10.
I give Nicolas Cage a 10 because he deserves it.
Yeah.
He works really hard.
That's really sweet of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I give National Treasure a 2.
Honestly, that's higher than I thought I was going to get from you. And you've seen National Treasure 2 and didn't hate it, so.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like it either.
Yeah, but you remember a lot from it.
I do.
And in a positive way. So think about that when you think about National Treasure 1, huh?
Fair. All right, I'll give it a 3 then.
Yes. Man, you know, what, you changed it?
Yeah, you changed it to a 3. And you can't go back now.
Yeah. Next week. I will say, I didn't know we were going to separate them like that, but I'll do the same. Nicolas Cage as a guy.
Or an actor. You're going as a guy?
Okay.
As my friend.
Yeah. As my bro, I'll give him a 0 because he has not been there for me at all because he thinks he don't have no money.
Slide into his DMs.
He looks into my Triceratops fucking skull.
He did buy an illegal dinosaur.
Yeah, he owns one.
Well,
no,
cool.
He gave it. He gave
I was
it.
Gonna give him a, I was gonna give him a 6, but that kind of pumps it up to a 7.
He gave it back because he found out it was stolen.
Back to a 6 then. I'm gonna give Nicolas Cage a 6.5. And National Treasure. I mean, I'm gonna have to give it a 3 for now, just because I haven't seen it, and I'm at least 3. Interested, you know, if I see
that's
it
fine.
I'll come back and change it,
and
but I still haven't even seen Trainspotting. That's from episode 1.
Yeah. You're never gonna watch it.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah.
Just
all right,
fuck it.
All right, well guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Adios.
Thanks guys. International.